We continue our Meet the Candidates conversations. Now with us in the studio from District 14 is Tom Holmes. He's a Republican, and he's running for re-election as a state representative. Welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
And I was saying, and you know, in full disclosure, I live in District 14, so probably know a little more about you than many other candidates. Do you find that you're able to connect with the voters in your district pretty easily, in you know, versus maybe some of the folks who have these long, you know, stretched out constituencies geographically?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I do think I connect with my constituents. I'm a retired public school teacher. Yeah. And so when I meet someone who is of my age, who's retired and such, we can talk about those kinds of things. Everybody can connect with school because we've all been there. Yeah. And yet, having been a school teacher, I'm still very much involved in children's issues. I still substitute and all of that. So when I meet parents, particularly if they have younger children, yeah, we can talk about those kinds of things too. So, yeah, I think my background as an educator has served me very well in serving the people of District 14.
And it was a student who encouraged you to run for office, is that true?
A former student. I had actually coached her as a sophomore on the girls' basketball team, and the next year she was in my history class. And we've seen each other periodically over the years. Now she's grown, she has grown children. And yeah, she called me and asked me to run. And I used to tell my students that we live in something called a participatory democracy and all that means. And I encourage them to be involved in politics and even consider running for office themselves. And when she asked me to run, those words came back to me. And I simply had to at least give it a try because I didn't want to be a hypocrite to what I'd been telling my students all those years.
So talk about the legislative priorities that you have if voters decide to send you back to Pierre.
Well, I hope the voters decide to send me back. My primary issue involves our children in terms of education and human trafficking. It's not limited to that, but I really think we need to focus on particularly younger children. With the brain research that's been done, we find that those early years from birth to five, even birth to eight, are absolutely critical for brain development, for emotional development and psychological development. And so I think there needs to be a continued focus on prenatal health as well as the health of newborns. And I know in this state, for example, there were, just last year, according to Kids Count, there were something like 29,341 children between the ages of birth to five who were receiving Medicaid. You know, I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about their development. I'm concerned about their education. So I've placed a lot of emphasis in my own time on establishing, say, a childhood preschool endowment with the South Dakota Community Foundation. And I've been very involved in issues regarding human trafficking and particularly its impact on minors. And as a former teacher, of course, education is very important to me. In addition to that, I guess I would say I also have a concern about not just education, but I mentioned the human trafficking. That's big, too, because that's something that's kind of pushed under the rug here. But the trafficking and the drugs and all that go hand in hand. And I've been involved in legislation that has helped minors who have been trafficked deal with that experience as well. And I hope to return to Pierre so I can continue to work on those issues.
Describe that legislation a little bit, because that was about sort of clearing their criminal records if they had been forced to participate in criminal activity. Do I understand that correctly? Tell us what that legislation did.
Okay, you're referring to Senate Bill 67. Okay. There have actually been three pieces of legislation I've been involved with. That particular piece of legislation allows a young woman, sometimes a young man, but usually a young woman who was trafficked for a period of time and is now managed to get herself, extricate herself from that situation and is looking to start over. She can go before a judge, a magistrate, and basically demonstrate that what she did was coerced from her, that the record that she has is one that was done while she was being trafficked. And oftentimes traffickers will force the girls they're trafficking to commit crimes simply because it keeps them under the control of the traffickers. So if she can demonstrate to the judge that it was done with that in mind and that she now has a clear record and wants to start life over again, get an apartment, go back to school, get a job. The judge has about a year to make that decision. And if he decides in the young lady's favor, then her record is expunged.
Hmm. More work to be done, obviously, but do you think there are certain areas that there's work to be done in, from a legislative standpoint in South Dakota regarding trafficking? Or do you think we have a good foundation and the work is really, you know, the awareness and the prevention and the prosecution? Or are there still legislative things that you think need to be adjusted to address trafficking in the state?
I think we have gotten a good start, but it's a late start. For example, a couple of years ago, I sponsored a bill that allowed a minor who had been trafficked to have an easier time bringing her perpetrator to justice. We were the 49th state to bring such legislation and pass it. And it, it passed without any opposition. But that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. Many states have already done a lot with human trafficking. We're one of the last ones. So while we've established a good foundation, there is still much more that needs to be done to deal with this situation, yes.
When you look at, we talked about early child development, preschool education, there are some who want that to be, you know, part of the legislative conversation next year. Where do you, how do you have the conversation about preschool and South Dakota being one of the only states that does not have that funded preschool in the state? Where do we go from here?
Well, I mentioned a couple minutes ago that I managed to establish an endowment with the South Dakota Community Foundation. That's been done in coordination with the South Dakota Association for the Education of Young Children. And it's a place where people can donate funding and then quality preschools, that is preschools that meet certain high standards, can apply for those funds and use those funds to bring in more children, maybe increase the education of their teachers, buy supplies, whatever it might be. But right now, that's where we're at. From where the discussion goes from here, I'm not sure. I think one thing we need to do, and I say we, those that feel the same way I do, I think we need to increase the awareness, particularly of my legislative colleagues and peer. Much of what we know is 15 to 20 years old. There's been so much more recent brain research and other kinds of studies that have shown us the positive impacts of early childhood education. And I must also tell you that I would never want to make this anything mandatory. I would never want to say to a parent, you have to send your child to this school. I would make it optional. Mm-hmm. I want the opportunity to be provided, but I would never want to tell someone that they had to send their child to a preschool situation. Some parents may have their own reasons for not wanting to do that, and I respect that.
Give us an idea of some of the national issues that you think are impacting South Dakota and whether or not those are conversations that need to be had in peer, or are they sort of just, you know, that's what's happening in Washington?
Well, of course, the big one is healthcare and what's going to happen with government subsidies and all that kinds of thing. I would say in South Dakota, we have a real issue with how we pay our personal care providers, professional care providers. Oftentimes, they're paid a very poor wage. There's something like a 40% turnover. In some cases, they can earn more working at a fast food place per hour than they can helping people that they need to be helping. And some of those people they're assisting, of course, are some of the neediest in our society. And so what happens in Washington can impact how well we're able to do that.
We're going to run out of time, but I want to say thank you so much. You're welcome to come back anytime, and we appreciate your work. Representative Tom Holmes, state representative, he represents District 14 and is running for re-election. Thank you so much.
Thank you.